Crisberger Rieder. On the gently inclined mountain slopes, underneath the Crisberg Sattel, extensive flat moors and fen meadows shape the countryside. The fen meadows and flat moors are known to the locals as the Crisberger Rieder. The meadows are utilization-dependent cohabitations that aren't fertilized and only mown once every fall for the recovery of straw. This type of utilization facilitates an especially species-rich and unique flora. Many of the moors and meadows came to being in places where the mountain water was pumped out of the mines. This is especially typical in the mining areas on the Crisberg and the Bartholomewberg. These rieds are frequently created in mountain regions in areas with earth rich in clay and with the underground having been compressed by the glacier. This has a slack flow effect. The contours of the land often show mining dumps and terraces. The most important type of habitat in the Crisberg Ried is the purple moorgrass fen meadow. The purple moorgrass forms large horsts with small blue-gray leaves that are between 30 and 90 centimeters high. Contrary to other grasses, the purple moorgrass doesn't have any knots on the stalks. Instead, you can find underground bulges, which serve as storage spaces for nutrients. In the fall, the minerals from the leaves are stored there, and the parts of the plant that are above ground turn coppery brown. Because of this, the minerals aren't lost when the dead stalks are mown in the fall. If the grass is mown too soon, the grass disappears very quickly. The long, smooth stalk of the purple moorgrass was used earlier for brooms and grass ties, which were also used to clean pipes. Besides the purple moorgrass, depending on how wet it is, typical flat moor plants appear, like the black sledge, or Carex nigra, the marsh horsetail, Equisetum palustre, jointed rush, Juncus articulatus, and the Davil's sedge, Carex daviliana. Because of fertilization and the planting of bushes and forests, the biodiversity of the fen meadows is in danger. The yearly mowing in the fall is therefore very important for the preservation of this unique habitat.